Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, everybody!
The party has begun. We have a very exciting show and also a very special show today, obviously. We'll explain why. But before we get to any of that, we got to say what's up to our Atlanta family. Hey, everybody. And Chewy there, too.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, everybody. Oh, wait a second. I'm getting... Somebody's telling me that Leslie Jordan wants to say something to us. Oh, my God. I love him. Hey,
no
Leslie.
Way. Dish Nation. What y'all doing?
Yeah. Hey, what are we doing? Oh. We are celebrating our 2000th episode. You loyal dishettes out there still watching Dish Nation, we all have jobs, so we're extremely happy and extremely grateful for you. We really do love you, and we love dishing with you every day. And later in the show, our friend Andrew Freund dishes with Leslie Jordan, one of my favorites, about life and about being a big internet star now. And new dad Anderson Cooper gets a helping hand from Andy Cohen. And the Obamas, Lady Gaga, Lil Nas X, along with a ton of other celebrities, are set to give the class of 2020 a virtual graduation celebration to remember. Also, you know we have to celebrate our 2000th episode by taking a walk down memory lane. It's gonna be so good. But first, Brat, what do you got?
All right, Chewy. Now, you might not like this, but Adele is singing, "Hello from the skin inside."
Uh-oh.
That's right, y'all, because the singer just celebrated her 32nd birthday by posting to social media for the first time since December wearing a black mini dress, y'all, showing off her 100-pound weight loss. 100 pounds she lost looking skinny, honey.
Looking good.
And everybody was shocked, honey. Chrissy Teigen commented, "I mean, are you kidding me?" And Lil Nas X commented, "Why, you won." Snatcherazzi is on the real, y'all. The Snatcherazzi is real. And she looked like a totally different person.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She really does. And it's so crazy because she lost all that weight and she immediately got a thigh gap. Like, what diet is that? I want to be on the thigh gap diet.
I know. I'll never have a thigh gap.
She
never going to happen.
Fine as hell. Like, wow.
No, but the part that I'm worried about is, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, when singers come in heavy, that's like where their vocal strength comes from.
Yeah.
Do you think she'll be able to still go?
I don't know. And with that being said, though, Brett, you know, you're a big girl, so y'all used to have the power voices. So do you still think that she can sing that way?
Wait a minute, bitch. Wait a minute. Did you say I'm a big girl?
You said not.
Hold on. First of all,
Now, but Portia, think about this. You know, I think, I don't know why this weight loss is happening, but she recently got a divorce, and a lot of times they'll be like, oh, it's, you know, you get divorced. So is this post-divorce weight loss?
I mean, she lost so much weight, her hair's even thinner.
She did lose that bump at the top. Yeah, the bump at the top was about 50 pounds, but let me tell you, the 100 pounds that she lost was definitely her losing $150 million to her ex-husband. When you go through that type of stress right there,
she was, you lose that kind of money, you will eat
different. That type of money, weight goes with it, okay?
Wow.
She signed the divorce paper, and the weight and the fat got left at the office, okay?
All right, y'all, now we might be celebrating here at Dish, but the graduating class of 2020 cannot celebrate due to everything that's going on with COVID-19. It's forcing a lot of cancellations of various festivities, and one of those being graduation. But it's all good because high school and college seniors are about to have the most litigious virtual prom and graduation ever, thanks to some pretty huge celebrities. Now, Facebook is having a pretty slick one, and they got a commencement lineup with celebs like Oprah Winfrey, Awkwafina, Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, and Simone Biles. And coming through with the speeches, they're going to be coming through with the speeches, and Miley Cyrus is going to pop off a performance virtually. So everybody will be safe and stay dry.
Wow, okay. I love that.
That's pretty good.
Now, YouTube will not be stomped on in this situation. They're having a Dear Class of 2020 bash, and you could catch the Obamas headline in that situation. Lady Gaga is going to give a speech, and there's going to be special appearances being made by Alicia Keys, Kerry Washington, Zendaya, and more. But not to be left out, Cleveland's finest, LeBron James, him and his family foundation will be bringing you President Obama's commencement speech with a one-hour primetime special called Graduate Together, which is going to be airing on Fox and three other big networks May 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this seems like actually this is better than the real thing.
I can tell you one good thing about doing it virtually. All the black families will not be interrupting with their cheers when their child go across the stage.
Okay.
That's funny.
We will not let you get your shot.
We're going to figure out how
We be going crazy.
Now, okay, so for everybody in the room, who would you love to see at your virtual graduation?
I would love Heidi. I'm from Port Arthur, Texas. I would love to have Janis Joplin speak at my class graduation.
I thought you'd say Diana Ross.
Me too.
Girl, I want my homegirl, Janis Joplin.
Gary, I thought you would have said Jesus back when you graduated.
Well, you guys here at Dish Nation, we want to do our part in celebrating the class of 2020. So make sure to send us a tweet and hashtag DishClass2020 for your chance to win a graduation shout out.
All right, well, it's time to celebrate our 2000th episode.
Yay!
Yes. We're going to take a little walk down memory lane. No, we've covered some wild and crazy stories here.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a blast.
Yes.
We had some of the most outrageous moments. So, yes. Atlanta, I'm curious to know what everyone's favorite moment is looking back.
Well, you know what? I wasn't at Dish yet, but I saw this. And when I got there, I watched it over and over. When the snake came in.
Yes, that's it.
And it was Jorge, Ricky, and Gary. And the way Gary ran out the room. And the
All right, so maybe I don't have one favorite moment. I would just say, in general, I just thank Dish for being the job that let me start out twerking every episode. Like, I never thought I'd get a job and I would be allowed to twerk.
My favorite moment was the first day we started filming Dish Nation. And I mean, I've been having fun ever since. All of them, I mean, head cracking myself, we were two of the originals from the first day of Dish Nation.
Okay, original.
So, Ellie, what about y'all?
Oh, well, you know, I'm really torn between three. It's either the time that Portia and I did the Twizzler challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Twizzler.
And then when Sherry Shepherd kissed me, I mean, I fell to the ground. I passed out. Like, she kissed me. And then another one was when Frank and Chewy made out. So it's really tough for me. A lot of kissing and lips involved.
It's up there.
That's right.
But also, when we're together as a big group, when Atlanta and L.A. get together, we're in the same room. Headcrack and myself, we've done Taste of Soul out here in Los Angeles. And a big moment for me was when the Headcrack in the black community gave me the key to Inglewood. It was very, very nice of you guys to make me an honorary member of the black community.
Everybody
applauded. Amazing.
Also, when you guys got me a birthday cake, I felt like I felt really loved that moment, and that was a real awesome moment.
You're right. I remember.
Well, thank you again to all of our viewers for tuning in, you know, for giving us 2,000 amazing episodes. We could not have done this without you, so again, thank you so much.
We love you.
All right, coming up, you won't believe what advice Anderson Cooper got from fellow single dad Andy Cohen, and it's not advice. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
Welcome. Well, y'all, looks like new dad Anderson Cooper has got this parenting thing on lock, baby. That's right. He is being an amazing dad. He was talking to Steve Colbert, and he was basically revealing that he's been getting a lot of advice from Andy Cohen. You know, Andy Cohen has his little boy as well, Mr. Benjamin. Yes. So he's getting a lot of advice from him, and he's also getting, guess what, y'all? Hand-me-downs.
I'm not mad at that. Uh-huh. I know them from Andy. Them some good-ass hand-me-downs. You better believe they ain't cheap.
So take a look.
Your good friend Andy Cohen, of course, had a child just last year.
Yeah.
Are you guys connecting? Are you getting advice from
Andy? Oh, my God, yes. So, I mean, he obviously knew about it well in advance, and he's been encouraging me all along. And he's actually really helped me because my son is entirely wearing hand-me-downs from Andy Cohen's son.
Okay.
I'm inherently cheap. I like a good value.
Now, Gary, what do you think about Anderson getting hand-me-downs, honey?
I think it is ridiculous, Portia.
Oh, I knew it.
About it. Why should Anderson take hand-me-downs and his mama is Gloria Vanderbilt? She could have made that child some baby clothes. I mean, it's just sad. I feel so bad for little Wyatt. Well, then just think about this, Portia. Think about it. When little Wyatt get older, honey, and Benjamin and Anderson Wyatt hang out together, he gonna say, yeah, that's why your daddy took my hand-me-downs. From me when I was a child.
It's okay that he's getting hand-me-downs from Andy Cohen. They're like best friends too. So that's a good thing. That's gonna be great. He's gonna be like, yo, our dads were best friends. I wore your clothes, you wore mine. You know, it's gonna be a good thing.
Would you take Portia hand-me-downs, Brad?
Well, if I could fit in them, yeah, I would. Portia got some good over there. I would definitely rate her closet. Okay?
Well, moving on, it looks like Vivica Fox is ready to put them hands and feet on a former Miss USA and Real Housewife of Atlanta, Kenya Moore.
No!
During a recent virtual appearance on Out Loud with Claudia Jordan on Fox Soul, Vivica basically turned into Frankie from the movie Set It Off when Claudia even mentioned Kenya's name. Check it out.
I hated when you and Kenya were fighting because I felt so helpless. I know, but I
that one ain't never going away.
It was public for everyone.
Look here, Claudia, I love you, and you know you helped me get through that, but that one right there, no, ma'am.
Now, Portia, you know Kenya better than anybody. Now, knowing her and seeing her response, you think anybody's going to ever patch anything up over there?
I don't think that Vivica is ever going to let this go. I think that Vivica is definitely still upset about the fact that she accused Kenya of her phone being stolen and tweeting out things about being on menopause. And I just think that Vivica, you know, she's not going to let it go unless she gets an apology.
And it's so unfortunate. Nobody wins when the family feuds. Now, true, will you be out there in these Hollywood streets?
Yeah,
do you think Vivica talking about Kenya is a way keeping things spicy so, you know, you can stay in the media rotation without necessarily having to go to jail?
That's keeping her relevant, man, and that's keeping her trending. I think, honestly, I think Vivica's honestly trying to get a peach and trying to join that cast and join and cause a ruckus on Atlanta Housewives.
No,
I can see, I can see that happening.
Auntie Viv ain't here to play no games, but let's just say if there was like some sort of celebrity boxing match, who y'all got your money on? I'll put my money on Vivi.
I got mine on Kenya.
1,000,000% Vivica.
Kenya's already 0-1, man. We sitting over here across from the champion right now.
Y'all leave me out of this.
All right, up next, the hilarious Leslie Jordan talks about becoming internet famous. We got that and much more right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here with an incredible guest that needs no introduction. You may have seen him on American Horror Story. You may have seen him on Will and Grace. He is now the darling of Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, Leslie Jordan.
Hello. So glad to be here. Thank you.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing really good. Yesterday was my birthday, so it was kind of hectic. You know, you can't complain when you're getting, texts after my phone pinged all day long, all day long. But the one person I waited on, I didn't hear from, Dolly. I love Dolly Parton, but I've never gotten to meet her. But over the years, I'm probably her biggest fan. So one day soon, she's
got to meet her. How have you not met her? You have to meet her.
It's a story that we couldn't go into. It would take so long about how many. I should do a one-man show about trying to meet Dolly. over the years.
Are you exercising any power now that you have all these Instagram? You have over 4 million followers. Does it make you feel powerful?
Here's the good news. Because I have a job coming up, this would be mean so much more if I thought, wow, I could parlay this into a job. No, I have the best job in the world. I start on a series on Fox called Call Me Cat, which is Swoosie Kurtz and Mayim Bialik as a mother-daughter duo. And Swoosie's fancy. She, like, goes to the races. It takes place in Louisville, Kentucky. And she's very fancy, and she wants her daughter to get married, and that's Mayim. And mine is 39 years old and perfectly happy to not be married. And so she buys, with her dowry, she buys a cat cafe. And I wrangle the
And how was it wrangling that, Leslie? How was it?
We haven't shot it yet.
It's coming this fall on Fox, right here on Fox.
Yeah, they're talking about a June. We're going to start shooting June, maybe even August. We'll have to wait. I said, oh, no, that's too far away. We cannot wait till August. But anyway, yes, it's coming.
All right, so I want to do a little word association game with you. So I'm going to say a word, and you say the first thing that pops into your head.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Pilot season.
Done with. Done.
Karen Walker.
Bitch.
Emmy Awards.
Got one.
Robert Downey Jr.
Sweet.
Octavia Spencer.
Hilarious.
How about Zoom dating? What are your thoughts on Zoom dating?
Well, I wouldn't know what to do, because see, you talk and then they talk and then their face back, but I talk over. I don't know. I think it would be very confusing.
When you started making some serious dough, what was the first splurge that you, what did you buy? What was your big splurge with that big check?
I bought a silver, and I called it a Celica. It was the Toyota Celica. But it was the first year it came out. And I can remember driving that off of the lot thinking it was a convertible, a Toyota Celica. And now, I mean, I have a beautiful BMW, brand new hardtop convertible. It's nothing, nothing like that first one, that silver Celica.
You earned it, Leslie. Thank you so much. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
A Celica.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
What's up? Woo! Woo! Baby. The saying goes, first come love, then comes marriage. But for Zoe Kravitz, there may not be a baby in that baby carriage. Okay, well, Zoe stopped by Dex Shepherd's podcast, Armchair Expert, and she talked about how she's offended when people ask her this question. Take a listen.
Do you think you'll have a baby?
I don't know.
That's a triggering question. I know it's a triggering question.
I used to find it very triggering, especially because, well, one, when you get married or engaged, the first thing people ask you is when you're going to have a baby. I think it's what they ask women, not men.
Sure, sure.
And I really get offended by people assuming that that's something I have to do because society says so.
But I think it's funny because I'm with a woman. And so people will go, oh, you're married to a lady? Uh-huh. So are you guys going to adopt? Like, they're assuming because we're two girls, I can't actually have a baby.
I think you sound offended.
I kind of do, don't I? Damn it, I am offended.
I think that it's one of those questions that people mean well, but they need to learn to do better. Because although it's something that we traditionally do ask someone, like when you graduate high school, are you going to college? When you get married, are you having a baby?
Right. Portia, did you feel pressure to have a baby right away?
I avoided all of that by having the baby first.
I never get asked if I'm having kids. I'm getting told I'm having kids. I'm pregnant. I'm like, I'm having a kid?
Well, nobody ever asked me, and I feel offended that I'm not asked. So, I mean, hey, because I'm saying...
Gary, you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant now, but I'm working on it. So, I mean, hell.
Okay. Gary, you're always telling people you're headed to the proctologist, okay?
That's the equivalent of Gary's OBGYN.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.